to the immigrant story. His name was Reuben Mattus, M-A-T-T-U-S, Ruby. He emigrated from Poland in his middle teens. I suppose most immigrants always think that their country, the country of origin, make the best of whatever was a favorite food at home. I don't know what distinguished the ice cream of Reuben Mattus, but as a teenager, he peddled the homemade ice cream from a horse and wagon. He started with soliciting little sweet shops, candy stores, then small restaurants, then bigger ones. This went on for 30 years. And for once, this is not a story of a small, humble business that first crawled and then skipped to a fortune. He made a comfortable living until he was in his late 40s. Then he acted on a tiny item of social observation. It was something we've all noticed, but we notice it, say tut tut, or we are seduced, and we move on. It's an element in the natural snobbery of all of us to believe at some point that Colombia coffee is better than our own, that French cakes must be better, Japanese raw fish, Maryland crabs. They're right there. I believe this snobbery to be universal, especially among superior people who have never tried the supposedly superior foreign dish. When I was a small boy, socially pretentious people in the north of England made a point of not putting salt and pepper on the table because they'd heard the French didn't. They, I was told, the French, put all the delicious seasoning into the cooking. Unfortunately, the tables at which I had the misfortune to run into this doctrine did not employ a French chef. Indeed, in my time in the English provinces, showers of salt, sandstorms of pepper were essential to make the food not merely palatable, but edible. Well, back to Reuben Mattus, old or aging Ruby. He had the not-so-quaint notion that maybe his customers would pay more if he could offer them something different. And in the same instant, he discovered the triumphant corollary. Why does this cost more? Because it's different. What was different? Its name. He'd given them something strange, exotic, unheard of. A Danish name. He had his cartons printed up with a little map of Scandinavia on them. I'll tell you now, don't take out a microscope. Don't hope ever to find the name, neither as a place name nor a family name. Furthermore, it's not Danish. It's Ruby Mattus's double talk, Pig Latin Danish. The name he came up with was Häagen-Dazs, H-A-A-G-E-N hyphen D-A-Z-S. And he iced the cake by giving the hyphenated word an umlaut. There is no umlaut in Danish. There is, in a word, no such word as Häagen-Dazs. I don't think we have to reach very far to prove that his instinct was sound. I remember this was the beginning of the 60s. The vision came to Ruby in 1959. I remember a lady, an English lady, I'm sorry to say, who had many affected ways. And one time in a restaurant, she asked for ice cream. Probably she asked for an ice cream, insisted it must be Häagen-Dazs, and bawled out the waiter when he said that was not the brand they served. He was left, she hoped, with the feeling of an uncultured slob. So Mr. Mattus was right. He had the wit, however, once his ice cream caught on in a big way, to see that in one important way it was different. He maintained that by about 1960, ice cream everywhere had deteriorated, had gone thin and watery. I don't believe this for an instant, but Ruby Mattus deeply believed it, and so he thickened and enriched his new brand. So, as I say, he charged more because it was richer and creamier. It was Häagen-Dazs. I've no idea how to pronounce it, obviously, since it doesn't exist in any known language. Well, the mystical belief in the superiority of Ruby Mattis's invention spread far and wide, all across America, on to Europe and Asia. And by the time he was 71, he had hundreds of Häagen-Dazs franchise stores all around the globe. He sold the name and the product to a famous old American flower firm. 2 years ago, he had another thought, provoked by the new mantra coined and chanted by diet maniacs and cholesterol freaks. Low fat, low fat, low fat. So he made and put out his very own, and the wheel had come full circle. There is now available not Ruby Mattis's homemade ice cream, but Mattis's low-fat ice cream. Doesn't quite have the ring, does it? But he was probably onto something. He didn't live long enough to find out. Last week, down in Florida, on a holiday, he had a heart attack and died. He was 81.